Hello, welcome to Never Judge a Book by Its Cover podcast. My name is Ruth and I started this podcast because I love books. This podcast is for bookworms of all ages, particularly primary school children such as myself. This week we're back with a new novel. Last episode it was Mega Monster that I reviewed, but which book will I review today? Today, I'm reviewing Jummy at the River School by Sabine Adayinka. The Week Junior is a weekly magazine for young people, and I get it delivered to my house every Friday. One week, in the book recommendation section, my favourite section, they were recommending Jummy at the River School, captivated by an extract. It wasn't long before I got the book for myself. So, I hope you're sitting down, seatbelts in, because this episode is going to be a whale of a roller coaster. Let's get into the review, shall we? The glorious June sunshine sprawled through the window and soaked Jummy's face. At first, she didn't know where she was. Then, she saw beautiful slender mahogany trees with emerald branches waving from each side. The smells of fresh air, jollof fries, and mango wafted up her nose. Where was she? Then she heard a voice. Jummy, wake up! It was Toppe. She knew where she was. She was at the River School. Jummy had earned a place at the River School, the finest boarding school in all of Nigeria. By the Shineside River, the school is everything Jummy dreamt of, with friendly new girls, midnight feasts and sporting prizes. But when her best friend Caro suddenly arrives at the school to work, not to learn, Jummy must pull all her friends together to help. But is it a tragedy or a triumph? So, what do you think about that? At first, I was excited about this book because I love reading books about boarding schools like Mallory Towers. But after I delved deeper into the book, I noticed that I'm lucky enough to pick up this book and say, this is a fantasy book, but for some people, this is real life. It is so interesting how everyone thinks different things about a book, don't you think? The other day, I was speaking to a friend who had read this book and she saw it as an ordinary boarding school with a lot of drama. However, I see it from a completely different perspective. But what I love about books is neither of us is wrong. We're both right. Let's get into the characters, shall we? First, Jummy. This book is centred around Jummy, a Nigerian girl starting boarding school. For the majority of the book, she contains a mature, calm, kind personality. However, she does experience one particular outburst, Caro. Before Jummy went off to boarding school, Jummy was Caro's best friend, and they still are, and they lived on the same road even. Lastly, Flanky. Before Caro joined her work, they were best friends at the school. Flanky and Jummy are also in the same academic year. I know, only the three main characters. Well, yep, let's get into the review. Did you like the book? Yes, I did like the book, for three main reasons. Number one, the book was written in first person. This really helped me to know and understand how Jummy was feeling and what she was thinking, contributing to a more enjoyable experience for the reader because it told us more about Jummy's personality and the other characters. Number two, I like the culture. This book has taken the true culture of Nigeria and put it into a book. There are not many children's books that I have come across based in Africa. This made it very interesting to read because people get to experience different cultures. For example, it uses Nigerian words and names, which I think is purely unique to Nigeria. It made me want to visit it. Third, I like the vibes. Last but not least, I think this book really had an electric atmosphere with all the fun, the drama, the work, the friendship, the sports, the food, and much more. I felt like although sometimes I was lying on the sofa, or even my bed, or even at school on the bench, each time I opened the book, I felt like it was there. What was your favourite part? My favourite part was when Jummy and her friends in the Nile house, there are six houses if you didn't know, Limpopo, Nile, Niger, Senegal, Congo and Zimbabwe, got to spend the day by the glorious broad shining shine river. The author used lots of captivating description to describe the river here, and as Caro was selling food, it was also an opportunity for them to play together. Who is your favourite character? My favourite character? That was a good question. But I think it had to be Flanky. I just thought she had so many interesting things about her and how alike she and Jemmy were. Flanky really upped the vibes with her jokes, her amazing spot prizes and her, just in general, great friendship. What do you think could the author have done better? I think this is just me actually. The book could be a little bit longer. By no means was it an anticlimax. It was just that it'd be nicer if, after all the drama that had happened in the book, it'd be nice if the author rounded it up, you know, with a chapter about how it affected the characters, you know? I hope you enjoyed this week's podcast. I certainly did. From Midnight Feast to Prizes, this really was a beautiful book. So therefore, this week's poll will be, what is your favourite boarding school book? The options are Mallory Towers, Jummy at the River School, or St. Clair's. Ooh, I wonder what you would pick, because I already know mine. To be able to see this feature, you just need to scroll down the page on Spotify and click your choice. As well as that, please see the question section where we ask the question. If you went to the River School, what house would you be in? Niger, Pell Green, Senegal, Sky Blue, Congo, it's yellow, Zambezi, red, Limpopo, purple, or Nile, orange. I wonder, I think Nile, definitely. All right, I'll see you later. Bye.